Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. Positive powered radio. I got up this morning with an alarm clock. Can you believe that? You know, my philosophy is to get up when you're done sleeping every morning. That's the way I love to get up. That's why I love this business. But you know what? I've got some ambitious goals, and I actually set a one-on-one appointment for 9 a.m. this morning. Yeah, that's kind of early for me. It was 21 degrees when I left the house. And here I am doing a radio show and have a 3 o'clock appointment, and then thinking about maybe going to a network event at 6 o'clock. And it's just cold outside. You know, I like to stay in where it's a little bit warm. But I want to share with you today a conversation I had with a team member who said he really, really wanted to build his business in a big way. And he was really, really serious. But here's what he said. See if you can relate to this, or maybe know somebody who can relate to this. He said, when I think about talking to people about network marketing, it's though I'm standing at the edge of a cliff, looking down into a deep cavern, and I'm scared to death. Interesting perspective, isn't it? Somebody who wants to build this profession and is scared to death. And I asked him why he was scared to death and what was causing all that self-inflicted pressure. And what he said to me was, you know what, I don't know. It's as though I feel like I have to get people. Have to get people. What's that about? I asked. I said, that's about selling. I said, you know what's behind really all that fear? And he said, no, what? I said, you ready? He said, yeah, I'm ready. I said, it's called ego. He said, ego? And I said, yeah, ego. Why do you think ego is getting in the way? And he said, I don't know. And I said, well, let me tell you why I know. I said, well, you're trying to make a sale. You're trying to grow your team. You're trying to grow your check. You're trying to make it all about you. And you can change all of it if you make one small shift. One small shift is all it takes. He said, really? I said, yep, really. He said, well, what do I got to do, Terry? And I said, well, what you got to do is quit making it about you, and you need to make it about them. It was a long pause. He said, really? I said, yeah. I said, because you're making it all about you and your check and making a sale and growing your business and growing your organization, and that fear of somebody not doing what you want them to do and you, quote unquote, losing the sale is hurting you. It's holding you back. And I said, here's what I know about you. I said, Mark, you're an amazing guy. You're a giver. Everybody loves you. You love talking to people. You love helping to be. You love helping people. And, you know, Mark, one of the things he does is he's a landscaper. So I said, this is exactly what I said to him. I said, let's say you came over to my house. And I told you that, you know, I've got an area where I have some chickens fenced in, and I've got a sidewalk that's partially done that goes to my garage, and I wanted to extend it another 50 feet, and I want to plant some flowers. And I said, I just don't know what to do. I said, what would you say? He said, well, first thing I would do is I would start asking questions. I would try to find out what specifically you're looking for, what kind of flowers, what kind of hedges you want, what kind of sidewalk you want, what kind of fence you want. And I said, exactly. Exactly. You see, Mark, what you have to do is you have to figure out where people are, more importantly, where they want to go. And then you have to see if you have an interest, if you have the skill set, if you have the tools that can really help them. He goes, huh, that kind of makes sense. I said to him, I said, Mark, it's like this, man. It's like, do you want the soup of the day or not? It's like you're a server at a restaurant. And you say, do you want the clam chowder or the minestrone soup today? You're talking to the person sitting down at the table and they say, no, I think I'm just going to have a salad today. Does the server get all whacked out and depressed and scared to death? No. Are they slowed down in any way by that prospect's or that client's choice? No. It's just a choice that a prospect or a customer made. I said, you see, when you shift it to serving people, helping people, that's going to make all that fear go away because it's no longer about you. It's all about, hey, can you help people? And then I asked, I said, do you know anybody in this economy who has been impacted negatively? Do you know anybody who would like to be able to earn a little bit of extra income? And he said, yeah, I do. I said, well, who have you been talking to? And he says, mostly strangers. And I said, big red flag. And I said, the big red flag is that for some reason you don't want to talk to your family and friends because you think they're going to get hurt. They're not going to become successful in the business. Product's not going to work for them. And I said, what you need to do there is build your belief. Now, see, I actually met Mark at a national event in Anaheim, California, where there was probably 5,000 people, and he was stoked at that event. I said, go back to that event. Think about the people at that event who are making a lot of money, who have built a successful business, who got free cars or a $25,000 check or a $100,000 check or whatever it is. Do you believe that we have a product that works? And our product is a anti-aging product. It's just one product. And I said, Mark, here's what you need to say to people. Remember, soup of the day. Here's the opening line. If you're writing notes, my friend listening, write this down. This is good. Just curious. Are you interested in the soup of the day? Just curious. Are you interested in having better skin or generating some income in an industry that's growing at $1 billion a month? Just curious. Are you fill in the blank with your product and your business? So you're just throwing it out there. Hey, oh, by the way, just curious. He goes, wow, I like that. So you really are just trying to help people. And I said, yeah, you really are just trying to help people. You're looking for the people who are looking for what you have to offer. You see, you can't push a rope. When you try to sell somebody, when you try to convince somebody to do something that they don't really want to do, it never works. People get frustrated. They quit. They make it about them. They got to worry about all the sales tactics and the right words and blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah doesn't duplicate very well. But if you follow a very simple three-step system, and here's my system that I use and I teach all my team, you can certainly take it. Step one is ask the just curious question. For me, it's just curious. Are you interested in having better skin or creating another income stream in an industry segment that's growing at $1 billion a month? That's step one. Step two, give them a website. I said, Mark, could you do that? He said, yeah, I can do that. I said, step three is you put them on the phone with me or one of the team leaders. Could you do that? He goes, well, yeah, I could do that. That's kind of easy. And I said, bingo. It's very easy. Very easy to do. Very easy not to do. I said, so you got to go back and do the thing that you're really good at, Mark, and that is talk to people, find out about them, figure out where they are in their life and where they want to go. He says, yeah, I got this one guy I've been talking to, and I just think he needs lots of personal development. And I said, you bring me to another good point. I said, Mark, what you're going to discover is that there's some people you're going to run across who desperately need your product and your business. And you know you can help them, but they don't want to be helped. You see, they're comfortable where they are. And you have to be okay with people being okay. You see, you have to be okay with people not choosing your soup. Interesting when you think about it like that. See, when you don't make it about you, but you really try to make it about other people, and you really focus on people who are looking for what you have to offer, your product, your business, your community, your leadership. You see, there are people waiting for us to come into their lives, and all we have to do is find it. Does that make sense to you? Soup of the day. Just curious. Are you interested in it? Somebody might say, you know, I just don't have any money. My response to that is, just curious. Would you like to change that? The other thing I told them, I said, you know, one of my foundational core beliefs in leadership, Mark, is to listen to what people say and watch what they do. Because people will tell you one thing and they'll do flat out another thing. Why is that? I don't know. I wouldn't take the course to try to figure that out. It is what it is. You know, why do people, you know, cut you off on the interstate? I don't know. It just is what it is. Don't try to figure people out. Look for people who are looking for what we have to offer. Work with the willing. Work with the people who are teachable, coachable, and trainable. Those are the people you want to invest your time in. And I told them, I said, Mark, I said, you know, I think if you took the best of what you had and I took the best of what I had, that we could get you from where you are to where you want to go. I said, you need to shift some things. Need to take some different actions. Need to learn to ask different questions. You need to use me more for three-way calls. I said, if you're willing to do that, I can help you create some cash flow, some serious cash flow. Because I know our product is second to none. Our community, the philosophy that we have and teach is the slight edge. It helps people create a better quality of life. And, you know, at the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about? Quality of life. You know, if you haven't seen my story or watched my story, my friend, go to qualityoflifeoffer.com. Quality of Life Offer. You see, I'd spent 14 years in the software industry, had a six-figure income. It wasn't about the money. It was more about the time. And how many people do you run across who have lots of money that you don't talk to because you're afraid to talk to them because they're on your chicken list? You see, you're making it about you, not about them. So you see somebody who's massively successful and say, hey, just curious, are you open to creating new income streams? Oh, I don't have time. Just curious. Would you like to change that? See, you got somebody who's open. You can work with them. Makes sense. Just curious. You want the soup of the day or not? Some people do. Some people don't. Some will. Some won't. Somebody's waiting. So what? That makes sense. The one thing you can control, my friend, is the number of people that you talk to. So talk to people. Just curious. Are you looking for a better quality of life? Or are you happy with where you're at? Hey, if they're happy, perfect. You know, it's a timing thing. Things might change. You never know. I just brought on two business partners that I had talked to 2 months ago. You see, their gestation period, their incubation period, their process period was about 2 months. I'm okay with that. That was their process. I make it about them. I don't make it about me. The only thing that I can do is I can control the number of people that I talk to. And that's probably why I will go out to the networking events at 6 o'clock tonight and get into that cold weather again. Just curious. That's the lingo. Just curious, do you want the soup of the day? My name is Terry Petrovic. Check me out on my blog at Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petro, P-E-T-R-O, Vic, V-I-C-K.com. And on Facebook, facebook.com/fan of Terry Petrovic. So you don't have to be perfect, but you do have to make progress. Until next time, make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one, because you, my friend, absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye for now.